Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, July 30th. Coming up, we'll learn about an abortion ban that took effect in Iowa yesterday and how it's likely to have ripple effects across the region. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Champaign police are investigating the drowning death of a 2-year-old boy. The county coroner says the child became separated from his mother yesterday around 3 p.m. Less than 20 minutes later, the boy was found dead in a pond near an apartment complex in North Champaign. An autopsy is scheduled for Wednesday. When the National Association of Black Journalists Conference opens tomorrow, the Republican presidential nominee will be there. Former President Donald Trump will participate in a question-and-answer session with journalists. President Joe Biden has seen his favorability rate among black voters fall dramatically since he took office in 2021. But the race against Trump has been shaken up since the president stepped aside and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris as the Democratic presidential nominee. If she wins in November, Harris would be the first black woman and the first South Asian American to be elected. NABJ is the largest organization for journalists of color. Former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama have addressed the convention previously. Over 70 people showed up at the oldest African-American church in Champaign County on Sunday to attend a vigil for Sonia Massey. IPM's May Antar has more.
Massey was a black woman and mother who was shot in her own home by a Sangamon County sheriff's deputy who responded to her call for help. Deshaun Williams is the chief deputy treasurer of Champaign. At Bethel AME Church, he said her death hits close to home.
Knowing that that could have easily been my wife, you know, misunderstanding or not hearing a demand or command, and, you know, then that resulting in, you know, her life ending.
But he also meant it literally.
It's right up the road. You know, we often see, you know, issues like this on national news. We see it on TV and it's so far away. No, this is literally an hour and a half away from me.
In order to prevent things like this in the future, he said communities need to be more open with communicating and meeting each other halfway. May Antar, IPM News.
Two teenagers were shot and killed just after midnight Saturday morning. During a press conference yesterday, Champaign police said they won't let gun violence win. Chief Timothy Tyler says he never wants to step foot in a hospital under those circumstances again.
I saw the two young community members dead on the operating table, and they look just like my son and daughter.
He says an additional 26 officers from other departments volunteered to help the Champaign officers already dispatched that night. The investigation is ongoing, and no further details were released. Still to come, we'll learn about an abortion ban that took effect in Iowa yesterday and how it's likely to have ripple effects across the region. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, for many of us, 2020 is a year we'd rather forget. But the pandemic and its many disruptions still cast long shadows over American life. We'll revisit a conversation with Eric Kleinenberg, author of a book about the pandemic called 2020. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. People in need of abortion care in Iowa will soon face severe abortion restrictions. A law that would ban the procedure as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy went into effect yesterday. This will likely not just impact Iowans, but will shift access to care across the Midwest. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
It's lunch hour at the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Mankato, Minnesota. The clinic is small and it's pretty quiet. Brooke Zonley steps out of her office and gives me a quick tour.
This is our back office space. We have about 5 exam rooms that we can use for both family planning and medication abortion services.
Zonley is a health center manager for the clinic in southern Minnesota. It's tucked away in a strip mall close to a large state university, about an hour from the Iowa border. She says as Iowa's so-called heartbeat law has worked its way through the courts, the clinic has been getting ready for more people crossing the border for care.
We started providing medication abortion services in January, and we're actually looking at cross-training staff right now to increase access on Wednesdays when we do provide that service.
The Iowa law bans abortion when heartbeat activity is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. Planned Parenthood estimates it will block nearly all abortions in the state. Shira Klein is a nurse practitioner who works at Planned Parenthood clinics across Minnesota. She says she's already seen Iowa patients traveling as far as 3 or 4 hours to get to the nearest Minnesota clinic.
They feel crushed. It feels like such a heaviness that they're forced to carry. And then extreme gratitude that they're able to find care through us.
Last year, more than 900 Iowans sought abortions in Nebraska, Minnesota, and Illinois. That's according to data from the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights. Candace Gibson is the director of state policy at the Guttmacher Institute. She says that's because even without the so-called heartbeat law in effect, Iowa still has many abortion restrictions.
You know, you have a forced 24-hour waiting period after the counseling, forced ultrasound. There's parental notice requirements in Iowa. And so all of those restrictions add up in terms of obstacles for a person to get care.
Since the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision 2 years ago, which ended the constitutional right to abortion, Planned Parenthood has expanded abortion services in Midwestern states like Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Illinois. That's to accommodate the increase in people coming from neighboring states like the Dakotas, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, and now Iowa, that have severely restricted or nearly eliminated the procedure. Gibson says this influx of abortion seekers can put a strain on clinics and providers.
As states think through policies to, you know, protect and like sort of meet the need that's coming from other states, they also have to make sure that residents within their respective faith can continue to get that care.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois reports about a quarter of their patients now come from out of state, a significant increase since Dobbs. Julie Ugel is with Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says that they're monitoring how Iowa's new law will change where people travel for abortion care regionally.
So it's hard to tell, and there are a lot of factors that go into why someone might travel to Illinois versus travel to Minnesota versus, you know, fly to California.
Meanwhile, in Iowa, healthcare providers are still trying to figure out what they can and can't do under the new law. Francesca Turner is an OBGYN in Des Moines. She says the Iowa law has exceptions for rape, incest, and life-threatening conditions, but it's a hard line to draw in real time.
If I see something that I can't take care of, I can call my high-risk OB colleagues and specialists and get their opinion from their experiences and make those decisions in real time. I don't want to stop after we make some decisions and say, well, maybe I should call my hospital attorney and get some more information if I can act now or not.
She says this means many of those Iowa patients will still end up crossing borders for abortion care, or won't get it at all. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
This story is a collaboration between the Midwest Newsroom and Side Effects Public Media. Side Effects is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees. A few storms could become severe. You can stay up to date on your forecast and weather conditions at ipmnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, May Antar, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.